Well, the St. Paul trial comes during a national discussion about consent on college campuses. And there was a sidebar talk this week about how freshman girls are being welcomed on college campuses. You might have seen the crude signs, crudely hand-painted on bed sheets hanging from the Sigma Nu fraternity house at Old Dominion University. Rowdy and fun. Hope your baby girl is ready for a good time. And freshman daughter drop-off with an arrow pointing to the frat door. A frat at Ohio State had a bedsheet banner that read, "She's called you daddy for 18 years. Now it's our turn." Some students said the signs were sexist. They mocked sexual violence against women. The National Sigma Nu fraternity suspended the Old Dominion local chapter. But the Ohio State students defended their sheets. One said, "I'm a good Christian. We're just having fun." Let's check in with Scott Jasek. He's co-founder and editor of Inside Higher Ed in Washington. And Scott, what are you hearing from schools in this debate over the bedsheets?
Well, I think what's interesting is that people have finally noticed. Old Dominion was not the first university where fraternities did this. Many have been doing it for years. What's happening right now, I think there is increased awareness of traditions that may be offensive to some, demeaning to others, encourage inappropriate behavior, and people are more willing, I think, to speak out about it.
Well, as you well know, there's a healthy debate. Adrienne LaFrance writes about this in The Atlantic. She points out that her colleague Connor Friedersdorf writes, "How do we reach a place where a local frat makes crude jokes, causes the BBC, CNN, The Washington Post, and USA Today to spring into action?" In other words, there are people who are saying, well, this really isn't that big a deal. It's just guys having fun. We should concentrate on what's really important, which is that there is a rape culture on college campuses. Although some people like Adrienne LaFrance think they're connected.
I think they may well be connected. I mean, it's certainly true that First Amendment gives us rights to say what we want, particularly at a public university. And some of what people may say may be offensive. At the same time, I think it's reasonable to say, what are the attitudes that are encouraged by certain behaviors, such as hanging those sorts of banners? And what kind of message does that send both to a woman who's enrolling and also to a man who's enrolling about how to see fellow students?
Well, and we just heard about the culture at the private prep school St. Paul's, the senior salute, the tradition of seniors trying to hook up with as many younger girls, some of them underage, as possible. Do you think there's a connection?
Well, I think there's a connection in lots of traditions that people think of as being in good fun that, in fact, aren't in good fun for everyone. Now, I don't know if that one student raped another at St. Paul's. I've just been reading like everyone else. But that tradition seems to have been around for a long time, and nobody did anything about it. I think it's the same with the banners saying things. I think it's the same with traditions like some universities have hostesses that entertain male athletic recruits, mm-hmm. but not female athletic recruits. What kind of message does that send? Likewise, there's a huge debate right now over statues of Confederate heroes on campuses, mainly in the South. I think people are paying more attention. Now, there's a lot of criticism of it, with people saying, oh, students are being coddled and they're stomping all over the First Amendment. But in many cases, what we're talking about is what free speech proponents advocate, which is countering speech with more speech. What's wrong with people saying, hey, I don't like that tradition. Hey, that tradition demeans me.
No, we know. We just reported on how freshmen in particular going to orientation this summer are sitting through long lectures on consent. What exactly is it, yes or no? How much will what we're talking about be picked up, do you think, by colleges in this orientation? I mean, people are saying, how can you get across that to make women part of a bedpost notch count is an objectifying, broad brushing all young women and treating them like, you know, bowling pins, you know, to be knocked over. How much are colleges maybe even using this to address those concerns?
Well, I think it's important to separate out multiple issues. There's a set of issues around sexual assault and rape that are legal crimes. So you have a set of orientation activities around sexual assault, particularly because in several states, the laws of consent have changed, and so they need to teach students about that. I think in terms of non-illegal behavior, it's sort of a battle of ideas and people speaking out. I think in many ways, the most effective advocates for not saying and doing offensive things are fellow students saying, you know what, that's not funny.
That's Scott Jasek, co-founder and editor of Inside Higher Ed, speaking to us from Washington. Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you.